News 18 Drive Through with Shayoni Iyer. Cruise with the news.
Imagine this. A young woman trying to get home after work one night calls her sister to say her tire's flat. Her sister tells her to take a cab home. She never comes home. Her father goes to the cops. They ask him whether she has a boyfriend. Her body is later found, burnt, dumped near a bridge. Today, it's this 26-year-old veterinarian in Hyderabad. Tomorrow, it could be me. The day after, it could be you, or your sister, your daughter, the woman who sits in the cubicle next to you at work every day. This is 21st century India. And today on Drive Through, we are facing the brutal fact that once again, India has proved it's no country for women. On Wednesday night, this young woman had parked her scooty near the Shamshabad toll plaza before going to a clinic where she had an appointment. When she returned, just after 8 p.m., she found her scooty had a flat tire. She called her sister, who told CNN News 18 reporter Rishika Sadam that her sister was feeling nervous because she had been approached by some men as she was waiting.
She called me and she asked me, okay, you talk to me for some time. And then later on she told me, whatever has happened, incidents, means they have taken her bike saying that it got punctured. They took it for two times. When they took for the second time, she called me and told what all the incidents have happened, why she has parked the bike there. She told all that. And she was telling that she's little bit afraid. She's feeling like that. But I thought it was late, so she might be feeling so. I suggested her to go to the toll booth and to stand there for some time. After that, I told her, okay, I'll call you after 5 minutes. And I called her after 15 minutes. By the time, phone got switched off.
Her sister kept trying to call her as it got later and later. Finally, at 11 p.m., the family went to the police. The CCTV footage from around the Shamshabad toll plaza was checked. They saw her from earlier that evening when she was parking her scooter. But because she had gone to a clinic in Gachibowli, the cops at that station wanted the family to file their complaint at another station. They said it wasn't in their area. They asked her father whether she could have eloped with someone if she was in a relationship. It was 3:30 in the morning when they even started looking for her. It was 5:30 a.m. when they found her body.
We are at the location where it all started. The toll gate, the bike was found 10 kilometers away from here in the other direction. Another 5 to 7 kilometers is where under a highway, under a culvert, was the body completely charred. The only possible identification left for the family was the pendant that the victim was wearing.
They abducted her and then set her on fire at the end. Our reporter Rishika also says her wallet and her underclothes were found near the toll plaza away from her body. Police say this is an indication that she could have been raped. And though forensic tests have been carried out, her attacker's attempts to hide the evidence by burning the body may mean we'll never know what she went through. But not knowing doesn't mean that this is a horror we can avert our eyes from. Every 16 minutes in India, a woman is raped. And this is despite India's stricter rape laws, despite the national outcry in 2012 after the Delhi gang rape case. Let's be honest. It's not just that women are seen as targets, as victims, as sexual objects, as pawns in a power game. It's also because even after a rape, a woman is judged, questioned, made to feel guilty, made to relive the trauma over and over again. Today on CNN News 18, Shreya Dhondial spoke to Asha Devi. Her daughter became the face of what Indian women go through 7 years ago when she was named Nirbhaya for battling her rapists on a Delhi bus. She lost that fight, but her fight became the catalyst for a stronger anti-rape law. The law that says rapists will be put to death. And look at the irony. 7 years later, Nirbhaya's mother spoke to us today from outside a court where she's still fighting for justice. Despite being found guilty, despite the law being changed over this specific case, Nirbhaya's rapists and killers are yet to hang.
हमारे पास कोर्ट है, पुलिस है, प्रशासन है, सब कुछ है। लेकिन अगर सही मायने में देखा जाए तो महिलाओं के लिए इंसाफ नहीं है। हम कहते तो जरूर हैं कि हमारे पास उनके लिए फांसी की सजा है, बहुत-बहुत बड़े-बड़े कानून हैं। लेकिन महिलाओं के लिए सजा है, उनके लिए सजा नहीं है।
द लॉज से पनिश रेपिस्ट्स विद जेल, पनिश रेपिस्ट्स विद हैंगिंग, बट द ओनली पीपल एक्चुअली बीइंग पनिश्ड आर द वुमेन, शी सेज। And this is the mother of the girl whose trauma triggered a national storm, whose case changed rape laws in India. If she thinks she hasn't got justice for her daughter, what about the thousands of other daughters, nameless, faceless, just as victimized? Who speaks for them? The Hyderabad veterinarian was a working girl trying to get home safely. So was Soumya Vishwanathan in 2008, my former colleague. A young journalist who was driving home after breaking news had kept her at work late when she was shot dead by criminals. She never came home either. Sheila Dixit was the chief minister of Delhi then, and she actually questioned why Soumya was out so late at night. Today, similar questions are being asked in Hyderabad. Questions about why the woman placed herself at risk. Not about why predators are acting with such impunity, about why some men feel they can rape and kill and get away with it. The Telangana Home Minister actually questioned why the young doctor called her sister when she was feeling unsafe and not the cops.
वो डॉक्टर एक पढ़े लिखे होने के बाद अपने बहन को फोन की, अगर वो 100 को कॉल कर देती तो सेफ हो जाती।
I'm not sure how many women in India would agree with you, Mr. Minister. You know what? We women in India practically have a sixth sense for safety conditioned into us. We don't make eye contact with people when we are walking alone down the road. We call friends or family before we get into a cab alone, or we share our GPS tracking link with them. We don't need more advice on how to be safe. We need an environment that makes that advice unnecessary. We need a government, a police force, a legal system that makes that happen. We need enforcement of laws and quick action when those laws are broken. We need an education system with more sensitivity and less gender bias. Women are 48% of the Indian population. How much longer can we go unheard? I'm Shayani Iyer. Rage on. This is Worth the Fight.
News 18 Drive Through with Shayani Iyer. Cruise with the news.